Aujourd'hui, nous recevons des élèves de 3e qui font LCE, qui vont nous présenter des textes sur des femmes qui ont marqué l'histoire en anglais.
Bonjour, pouvez-vous vous présenter ?
Je m'appelle Pandy Joyce et je suis un élève de 3e 6.
Je m'appelle Degrelle Lisa et je suis une élève de 3e 2.
Je m'appelle Monclé Olani et je suis une élève de 3e 2.
Je m'appelle Muka Antonella et je suis une élève de 3e 6.
Je m'appelle Inès Mesrouk et je suis une élève de 3e 6.
Je m'appelle Lola Sarno et je suis une élève de 3e 2.
Je m'appelle Keina Dallo et je suis une élève de 3e 6 également.
Pouvez-vous présenter votre projet ?
Alors, on a fait ça en LCE avec Madame Dorinsky et donc elle nous a dit qu'on devait présenter une femme qui était importante dans l'histoire. Et on devait la choisir, etc. Et après, on devait donc chercher des informations sur la femme en question sur Internet. Et donc, la présenter.
Donc, on a dû écrire les textes en anglais. Et ensuite, on les a présentés devant les élèves d'LCE. Et ils ont voté pour le texte qu'ils préféraient. Alors, nous avons choisi Florence Nightingale parce que grâce à elle, dans le camp britannique où elle a été, le taux de mortalité a baissé de 40% à 2%. Parce que la nuit, elle allait les soigner en plus des soins qu'ils recevaient la journée.
Et donc, en plus, elle a créé la médecine moderne et elle a amélioré l'hygiène.
Her name is Florence Nightingale and her nickname is the Lady with the Lamp. She was born on May the 12th, 1820 in Florence, Tuscany, Italy, and she died on August the 17th, 1910 in Merthyr, London, in England. She grew up in a rich family. She studied in Germany at Pasteur Theodor Fleischmann Hospital during 3 months, and she went to Paris for extra training. At first, her parents disagreed with her decision. They wanted her to marry someone and start a family.
During the Crimean War, in 1853 and 1856, she worked at a British camp outside Constantinople. Doctors didn't want women in the team, but thanks to nurses, death rate down from 40% to 2% thanks to improved hygiene. At 9, Florence used to carry a lamp so she could check the wounded soldier. Since then, she's been called the Lady with the Lamp. She was the founder of modern nursing. She also created the first nursing school in London in 1860.
Pouvez-vous nous dire de quelle femme vous avez parlé et pourquoi vous l'avez choisie?
Alors moi, j'ai choisi Katherine Johnson car c'est une femme très intéressante. Et c'est la première femme afro-américaine à avoir travaillé à la NASA. Et c'est un très grand exploit pour cette époque. Katherine Johnson was born on August 26, 1818, in Whitesulphur Spring, USA. Her father, Joshua McKinley Coleman, was a carpenter, and her mother, Joelette Roberta Coleman, a former teacher. From a young age, Katherine displayed extraordinary talent for mathematics. Supported by her parents, she entered university at the age of 10 and later earned a doctorate in mathematics, a rare achievement for an African-American woman at the time. She worked at NASA, where her calculation contributed to significant advancement in space exploration. Katherine passed away on February 24, 2020, at the age of 101, leaving behind an inspiring legacy for future generations.
J'ai choisi Maya Angelou parce que c'est une femme qui a écrit des autobiographies célèbres et des poésies qui ont été lues partout dans le monde.
Maya Angelou was born Margaret Anne Johnson on April 4, 1928 in St. Louis, United States. She is best known for her widely read autobiography I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, published in 1969. She has published 6 other autobiographical books since, the final volume released in 2002. She was a creative poet, and her poems were often about the experience of African-American women, the human spirit, and social justice for all. As an activist, she helped organize and produce fundraising events for civil rights struggles in the 50s and 60s. Struggles of African Americans were also reflected in her productive writing career. As an author, her work extended to writing for films, televisions, and theaters. Influenced by African American oral traditions, she performed her poetry through public readings, audio recordings, and documentaries. She died on May 28, 2014, in the United States.
Moi, j'ai choisi Odette Sansom parce que c'est la première femme à avoir reçu la Légion d'Alliance anglaise, donc la George Cross, en 1949.
J'ai choisi Maya Angelou parce que c'est une femme qui a écrit des autobiographies célèbres et des poésies qui ont été lues partout dans le monde. Maya Angelou was born Margaret Anne Johnson on April 4, 1928 in St. Louis, United States. She is best known for her widely read autobiography I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, published in 1969. She has published six other autobiographical books since, the final volume released in 2002. She was a creative poet, and her poems were often about the experience of African-American women, the human spirit, and social justice for all. As an activist, she helped organize and produce fundraising events for civil rights struggles in the 50s and 60s. Struggles of African Americans were also reflected in her productive writing career. As an author, her work extended to writing for films, televisions, and theaters. Influenced by African American oral traditions, she performed her poetry through public readings, audio recordings, and documentaries. She died on May 28, 2014, in the United States.
Pouvez-vous nous dire de quelle femme vous avez parlé et pourquoi vous l'avez choisie?
Nous avons choisi Oprah Winfrey parce qu'on trouvait important de parler de la première femme afro-américaine qui est devenue millionnaire.
Et qui a créé son émission qui a été regardée des millions de fois à la télé.
Oprah Winfrey, she was born into poverty on January 29, 1954 in Mississippi. She was very talented with reading and speak from an early age. She joined theater clubs at school. In 1973, she became the first Afro-American TV presenter for local evening news in Nashville, Tennessee. In 1984, she became the presenter of the TV show AM Chicago.
It was so popular that it was renamed the Oprah Winfrey Show in 1986. She was the first African-American woman billionaire and the first her whole production company. She proved that even with a complicated schedule, you can do great things.
Radio Paulette, la radio qui envoie Paul aux oubliettes.